Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fourth chapter of Hilchos Taanios. In this parak, the Rambam goes through the process of prayer, the tefillos, that were uniquely said, and how they were said during the fast days that were enacted for the lack of rain. Halacha Aleph. B'chol yom v'yom mi'sheva taanios ha'acharonos shamatar mispalin al seder zeh. On each and every one of the final seven fast days in the 13 fast day series that we saw in the previous parak that were enacted when there was a lack of rain, the way we daven is as follows. They bring out the bima out into the public square in the city, and all the people gather there and are wearing sackcloth. And additionally, they take out ashes and place them on the bima, as well as on the Sefer Torah itself, in order to heighten the level of grief that the people are feeling and to make the people be humbled in their hearts. Moreover, one of the people amongst the congregation takes some of the ashes and places it on the head of the leader of the congregation, and on the head of the Av based in the leader of the rabbinical court, on the place where they wear their tefillin, in order so that they should be ashamed and thereby do tshuva. And everybody else then takes some ashes and place them on their own head. Afterwards, they stand up there, one of the wise leaders, the elders of the community, while everybody else takes a seat. If they don't have an elderly wise man, then they just put up there somebody who is at least a wise man. If they don't have either somebody who is elderly or a wise man, so then they put somebody who at least is a man of stature. And then he rebukes them. My brothers are brothers. It isn't the sackcloth, it isn't the fasting which is going to cause the rain to come. Instead, it will only be our repentance and our doing of good deeds. This is what we find with regards to the city of Nineveh, the city where Yonah was told to go and tell them to do tshuva, the great city of Assyria. Over there, the pasuk doesn't say that God saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Ella vayar lokim es maaseihem. God saw their actions and thereby accepted their tshuva. V'kabalu omer kiru l'vavchem v'al bigdeichem. And the pasuk teaches us in Yoel as well that you should tear open your hearts, not your clothing. Umosif inyanos elu kfi kocho ad shiachnia libam yashuvu tshuva gmura. And you should continue in this fashion, continue to rebuke them, to admonish them, until they are humbled, they're subdued, and thereby they repent with a complete repentance. Halacha Gimel. V'achar shegomer zed divrei kivushin omnim betvila mamidim shliach tzibur aroy l'espal b'tanis elu. Afterwards, once he's completed this rebuke, so then the community gets up to pray, and they appoint somebody who will lead the community, somebody who's fitting to daven on these fast days. If the one who had given them the rebuke is fit to pray on their behalf, to be the one who will lead the congregation, great, so he can do so. And if not, they put somebody else there instead. Now who is fitting to have to be the one who will lead the congregation in prayer? Ishu rago b'tfila, somebody who is very fluent with his prayers. And also somebody who is very used to reading the Torah, the Navi, the Ksuvim, umitupal v'einla. And he should be somebody who has children, and that he should also be somebody who is not particularly wealthy. And he's somebody who's going to have to work hard out in the fields. And he should also have not any of his children or any members of his household, not any of his relatives who rely on him, somebody who is a sinner. Eliyah Beso Reikon Min Averos. It should be that he and his household are empty from sin. Also, it shouldn't be somebody when they had said bad reports about him in his youth that he was doing bad things. He was a rebellious teenager. Shval Berech Merutz Al'am. He should be somebody who is very, very humble and who the people get along with, who they feel is somebody that respects them and they respect him. He should also be somebody who has a very nice voice, one which is proper for the people to listen to. It's a sweet, melodious voice. If he happens to also be an elderly Talmud Chacham who had all of these attributes, so that is magnificent. That's really the best. If he's not an elderly Talmud Chacham, even though he's not an elderly Talmud Chacham, but he has all these other important traits, so then he's the one who's fit to lead the congregation in prayer. At that point, the leader of the congregation begins to pray, and he prays up until the bracha of Goel Yisrael. And he also says psukim, verses from the Tanakh, which relate to God's remembrances, God's blowing of the shofar, just as we do on Rosh Hashanah. Ones that specifically relate, though, to this particular calamity which has befallen them. And additionally, he says the following prakim of Tehillim. El Hashem b'tzaras ali, krasi b'aneni, esai nai harim, yimakim krasi Hashem, tvila lani kiyatov, respectively, chapters 120, 121, 130, and 102 from Tehillim. Halacha Vav. V'omer divrei tachanunim kvi kocha. And he also says whatever supplications he can do in accordance with his own ability. V'omer reina ba'aneinu v'ribar yibenu ma'er go'enu v'schanin v'omer v'sof tachanunav mishana es Abraham avinu b'har moria hu yana eschem yishma kota achetschem v'yom hazeh v'rachat Hashem go'a Yisrael. He also says the blessing of aneinu, and then afterwards he continues to recite supplications, including this conclusion of the bracha, which ends off with Goel Yisrael. Halacha Zayin. Maschil Hosef Shesh Brachos Shehu Mosef Zoachar Zu. And then afterwards he begins to add six additional blessings, one after the other one. Meschanim b'chol achas mehen b'divrei tachanunim b'sukim b'divrei kabbalah b'kitzvei kodesh k'fi shehu rago v'chosein b'chol achas mehen chasimos elu. So then he goes and he lists off whatever psukim he can possibly say, begging Hashem for mercy, in accordance with that which he is blessed with, the ability that he has. And then afterwards, he concludes each of the blessings with the following conclusions. That's the one to conclude the first of those blessings. The third of the blessings, Halacha Yud, Vashlishes Hu Chosem, Mishonas Shmuel B'mitzvah, Hu Yanes Chem Yishma Kol Tzachem B'Yom Hazeh, Berachat Hashem Shomei Tzaka. The fourth of the blessings, Halacha Yud Aleph, Berevias Hu Chosem, Mishonas Eliyahu B'har HaKarmel, Hu Yanes Chem Yishma Kol Tzachem B'Yom Hazeh, Berachat Hashem Shomei Tefila. Halacha Yud Beis, the fifth of these blessings, Bachamishes Hu Chosem, Mishonas Yonah B'mei Adaga, Hu Yanes Chem Yishma Kol Tzachem B'Yom Hazeh, Berachat Hashem Honeh Beis Tzara. And the sixth, final one of these blessings, Halacha Yud Gimel, Vashishes Uchosei Mishanes, David Ushlomo Benov Yerushalayim, Huyan Eschem, Yishma Kol Tzachem Bayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Merachim Al Arts, V'chol Am Onin Amen, Achar Kol Brachu Bracha, Kederek Sh'onin Achar Kol Brachos. And that's how he concludes the sixth blessing. And then after this blessing, along with each of the other blessings, the congregation responds with Amen, just as they do with all the blessings. Just to summarize, the first of the blessings concludes about Moshe, the second about Yoshua, the third about Shmuel, the fourth about Eliyahu, the fifth about Yonah, and the sixth, final blessing about David and Shlomo. Halacha Yud Dalet. Vashviyas Omer, Rifa'inu Hashem, Ben Yerafei, V'chulei, V'gomar Tefila, Alaseder, V'token, V'chatotros, G'seder Hazeh, Osem, V'chom Makom. The seventh blessing, then, he continues with the bracha of Rifa'inu. And after that, so then, he completes his Tefila in the way that he normally does, and they blow in the trumpets. And in this fashion, this order is how they do on all the fast days that are of these final seven fasts in all the different places. Halacha Tetzvav. Kishayim is palin al seder hazeh b'Yerushalayim, hayim is katzim lahar bayis k'neged shahar mizrach, was palin k'seder hazeh. When they would gather to pray in this fashion in the city of Yerushalayim, they would go up to Har Bayis, the Temple Mount, opposite the Eastern Gate, and they would pray in the following fashion, just as we had beforehand, but with these following additions. And then when he would reach the stage where at the end of the bracha of Aneinu, he would say, he who listened to Avram Avinu, which is that unique conclusion, before getting to the six additional blessings, which begin with the one with Moshe Rabbeinu, Omer, he would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokai Yisrael, Min Olam Adolam, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. That would be how he would say it. And then people would respond, instead of with just the main, they would say, Baruch Shem Kibomachsoli Lomed. And then the leader of the congregation would say to the people who would be blowing the trumpets, blow, the children of Aaron, blow. And afterwards, he would conclude with the blessing of Mishanas Avram. And then they would blow the trumpets, the Kohanim would blow the trumpets in the following fashion. They would do a tekia, and then a trua, and then a tekia. And then this bracha, which is the second one to this one, which is the first of those six, Shemosef, that he's adding, Chosein Ba, he would conclude, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam v'ad olam, baruch atah Hashem, zocher ha'nishkachos. That's how he would conclude. V'hein onin baruch shem kuvam achzol yilamed. They would again respond in that way. V'chatzak neses omer lehen, haryu b'nei Aaron haryu. He would tell the Kohanim to blow. V'chozer shliach tzibur v'omer, mishan es Moshe v'avoseinu al yam sof, huyan eschem v'yishma kotak eschem v'yamadzeh. So then we conclude the first of those six, the one which ends with Moshe, v'akach mirin v'tugun mirin. And then at that stage, they would blow the trua, tkiya, trua again. Halach yud zayin. And then afterwards, he would do the same thing for each one of them. He would tell them to first blow a tekiah, then afterwards he would say to blow a trua until all of the seven brachos were concluded. So it would turn out that sometimes the Kohanim would first blow a tekiah, then a trua, then a tekiah. Pam, marian, v'token, marian, seven pamim. And then sometimes they would also do a trua, then a tekiah, then a trua, seven times. And they would only do it in this fashion on Temple Mount itself, on the Har Bais. And also, when they would blow there, it wasn't just with the trumpets, it would also be with the shofar, as has already been explained in earlier prakim. These seven fast days, the last of the seven, in any place where they would declare these seven fast days, so after the people would complete their tefillah, after the daven, all the people would go out to the cemetery, and they would cry, and they would beseech God for mercy there. Kolomar, hare atem mesim, ke'ilu im lo teshuva midarcheichem. As a way of saying that unless we do tshuva, we are going to die, we need to repent. V'chol tainis mitanios hatzoros shegozer al tzibor, mispalin tefilas ni'ila v'chol makom. Now, with regards to all communal fast days, whenever it is declared because of any sort of crisis, so then ni'ila, that extra tefillah, which is inserted at the end of the day, is recited. Halachi Yutes, the final halach in the parak. Yardin lahem gishamim, once rain has begun to fall, ad masai yu yardim yifziku hatzibur minatainis. At what point is it considered enough rain that has fallen so that the people can stop their fasting? So we answer, mishi yardu ba'omek ha'aretz hachareva tefach. Once the water has come down to the point where it's a hand's breadth, a whole tefach's worth, in the depth of the earth which is particularly parched. V'beinius tefachayim, and if it was land which wasn't so parched, it should be two tefachim deep. And in regular earth, the point where it can go three handbreadths down into the dirt. And that way, we know we've had enough rain. Everyone should have a wonderful day.